The forecast thinking hasn't changed all that much, according to Megan Borowski, a meteorologist at EFRIN, the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network.
We're still expecting strong thunderstorms to roll through late Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. We could get a couple of strong storms in our area during the day, but that line of the strongest storms shouldn't arrive until Wednesday night.
The main hazard at this point is expected to be isolated tornadoes, some of which could be strong toward the northwestern corner of this region.
Large hail also possible, damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour as the leading edge of these thunderstorms rolls through. But of course, as is the case with the line of thunderstorms, get pockets of heavy rainfall rates. We could get some localized flash flooding, especially in rivers that have a high level.
Emergency management will be monitoring the storm. It looks like the biggest impact for us is going to be between 1 and 6 a.m. Thursday morning.
Travis Tompkins at Escambia County's Emergency Operations Center.
And so EM will be monitoring that, but we're also sending additional public safety crews to the north end at Century and Cantonment to make sure that we're prepared for it.
Not only will the Panhandle be in the tornado watch area, they're also looking at the possibility of microbursts, sustained winds of at least 70 miles an hour that can pop up without warning.
The entire county is in a slight risk, but the northern end of the county is in more of a risk, so we're really making sure that we're paying attention to what's going on in the area up there. Our emergency manager and interim public safety director, Eric Gilmore, actually lives up in that area.
Microbursts can be just as bad as a tornado, says Tompkins. They can take down trees, damage property, and disrupt aviation, among other havoc. Residents are asked to secure any loose lawn furniture or yard decorations.
That's the main thing that can cause issues, flying projectiles. So just like really with preparing for a hurricane, even just securing furniture, securing anything that could launch, if a large wind was to come through there and start blowing that into your house or into your vehicles or anything, it would be a good idea to secure that.
While the chances of severe weather accompanies the front, EFRIN's Megan Borowski says it's not expected to hang around for more than about a day.
No, this should be a quick mover. Your typical line of storms that just barrels through impacts our area for a couple of hours, and then we should see clearing later in the day on Thursday and cooler conditions coming for the weekend.
That cool down could be winter's last hurrah, with spring beginning at 4:37 Central Time Saturday morning.
So we'll get some northwesterly winds behind this front, and that should drop temperatures to near seasonable levels in the lower 70s. We'll also get a little boost of drier air coming in from the northwest, so it'll feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more like spring. Our summertime preview for the time being will be flushed out behind this system on Thursday.
Since the bulk of the storms will be at night, Borowski urges everyone to have a way or ways to monitor the weather and be ready to move if needed. Travis Tompkins at the EOC concurs, pointing to websites such as BeReadyEscambia.com.
There's a link right there for alert notifications on the right side of the page. If you click that, you can sign up for alerts. Again, it's going to be a nighttime event. We want to make sure that people are aware this weather could affect them early in the morning. And having some way to be notified is critically important.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.